The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Today we celebrate the feast of the dedication of the great Basilica of St. John Lateran. And this is a tremendous facility if you've ever been there. And it's got a great historical significance. But all of our readings today tell us that the church is so much more than this building that it represents, a time when the church could really, move and flourish, as an organization in the Roman Empire. As you probably know, for the first 300 years, the church had no really, formal building, that represented its church structure. Yes, of course, there was a pope. Yes, the pope was in the See of Rome. Yes, the pope was the successor to Peter. All of these things were very true. But of course, half the time, the pope was in hiding, right? The church was reduced to, the catacombs and doing worship services underground and, working on its, missionary dissemination efforts. It was, a kind of a, what we might call an elastic church that, where the Son of Man, in this case, the pope, didn't have really any place formally to lay his head. And then finally, after the Edict of Toleration by Constantine, I believe in 313 AD, finally, the opportunity arose, because Christianity, Catholicism became the formal religion of the Roman Empire. Constantine gave our first kind of basilica, to us. And even though, of course, Peter's bones and things were buried, outside of the Vatican walls, and later to be retrieved, over which, the first, Basilica of St. Peter's would be built, the Lateran Church was kind of the formal great cathedral that Constantine gave to the Pope to begin, of course, this process of integrating the church into the Roman Empire. So this basilica stood for so much, right? The St. John Lateran. By the way, it's still beautiful. It's still around today, and you can just tell it's wonderful origins, and how it developed over the years. And sometimes, actually, when the Pope was displaced from the Vatican, going back to St. John Lateran again, and back and forth, and so forth and so on. But it's still as beautiful as it can possibly be imagined, and it's more or less the original church. But it is, despite its beauty. Despite all the wear that you see on the ground and on the steps and in the mosaics, people walking on it for 1,600 years, or actually 1,700 years, so you get that sense of the church tradition, that sense, of how, divine providence, kind of ushers Catholicism in to be the religion of the Roman Empire, when just a few hundred years earlier, it was, just a few years earlier, it was being persecuted, by the Roman Empire, and now sort of takes over the entire Roman Empire. It's absolutely amazing. Well, that church stands for all of that. But say our readings today, the church is so much more. The church is also, and this basilica reflects it, the church is also, of course, the mystical body of Christ, which exists in all of us. That's why St. Paul tells us we are living temples of the Lord. We've received the Holy Spirit, the mystical body, the indwelling of the mystical body of Christ within us, which puts us into contact with one another and one another into contact with us, right? We're completely interrelated to one another through Jesus' own mystical body dwelling within us, along with the Holy Spirit. And therefore, we too become living stones. And that's even more important. Buildings are nice, and they certainly are symbolic, and they certainly can be used to reflect church unity, and they certainly can be used to reflect the central authority of the church, and they certainly can be used as facilities from which, missionary, movements can extend, and so forth and so on. But you're the church. You're the living stones built upon the foundation of Jesus, and all of the other previous generations of living stones upon which this church has been built until this very day. And you're living stones that keep that church alive. And that's what St. Paul is saying. This is really what this wonderful basilica reflects and symbolically represents. It represents all of us collectively, you know, being, as it were, unified through the Pope and the bishops into, you know, and through our baptism into the mystical body of Christ, which makes us constitutive stones, constitutive building blocks of the church all around us. And it is this living church that you constitute. That's what we celebrate today. Celebrate not only what we try to do in evangelization, but just what we try to do in calling one another and ourselves to holiness, and trying, of course, in our own way, through obedience to the Holy Father, to preserve the unity of the church reflected in this great basilica. And that's, of course, why we celebrate this feast. You say, well, why? The church is not this basilica is not a saint, it's just a building. It is. But it reflects, oh, so much more. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.